Yee, February 17, 2022. By Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. Everyone piled on me, where's the citation in their federal code? Where? Where is it? We can't read it for ourselves. We need Nanny to find it and read it and interpret it for us. We can't possibly do this on our own. But we need this citation right now. Wauk. A pack of baying beagles couldn't be more excited and alarmed if two foxes, a rooster, and 10 rabbits were suddenly plunked down in front of their noses. Well, here it is, the territorial United States Code. The government, by becoming a corporator, see 22 U.S.C.A. 286e, lays down its sovereignty and takes on that character and status of a private citizen. It can exercise no power which is not derived from the corporate charter. See, the Bank of the United States versus Planters Bank of Georgia, 6 liters. Ed. 9 Wheat, 244, U.S. versus Burr, 309 U.S. 242. The corporate charter requires that all corporations function lawfully in this country, which they are not doing. This makes them, 1. Liable for all damages and injuries they cause, and, 2. Makes them subject to liquidation, and I am not talking about bankruptcy liquidation. I am talking about corporate liquidation for cause. As this is international law and as the territorial government corporations worldwide are all subject to international law, this means that, for example, Justin Trudeau is liable for all harm that he and his corporation caused to Canadians. As the phrase goes, 100% commercially and personally liable for all injurious harm caused to unaffiliated living people and their property, and may be charged, in this country, up to 800 times the material loss or damage. The problem is, that they have claimed that you are part of their citizenry. They have registered you as such and given you a birth certificate as notice of their action, and you have not protested nor have you corrected the public record otherwise. Instead, you have accepted and hung on to that birth certificate as if it applied to you and as if you voluntarily accepted that foreign political status. So, you are not considered an American, or a Canadian, or an Australian, or a German anymore. You are considered an employee or dependent of their foreign commercial corporation in the business of providing governmental services, and you are presumed to be obligated to obey all directions of your corporation's president or premier, and if you don't, you can be punished for insubordination, fined, jailed, etc., etc., etc. So, the key question is, who are you and what is your political identity? If you choose American or Canadian or Australian status and record your political status in public, by serving notice on the courts, running an ad in the newspaper, recording your status declaration in the land records of the land recorder's office, etc., etc., serving notice on the corporation's secretary of state, faxing a copy of your declaration to the local police and public safety offices, etc., they are no longer free to presume anything about you or your political status, whether or not they issued a birth certificate in your name. You become recognizable as their employer and they become recognizable as your erstwhile employees. The tables are turned. The world writes itself. Right now, Mr. Trudeau is busy arresting people based on false records that his corporation created when they were just babies. Those records create an implied or presumed contract between his corporation and those individuals, which they are not even aware of. How could they be aware of something that took place when they were days or weeks old? How could their parents be aware of it, either, as they were given no disclosure? As it stands, the birth certificates, once protested, stand as proof of international crime committed against babies and their parents, and also crimes against their national governments. I say it again, RCMP, do your job. Arrest Trudeau and his cabinet-level officers. They are acting in treason and color of law against victims of their crimes.